For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team back after another bye week. We'll host the Vikings of Augustana this weekend, joined by Jackson Judding, been out since Thanksgiving. Hard to believe it's been that long, Juts. Injuries stink. Rehab's worse, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely not fun, but like I've been saying, it's a part of the game, something you don't want to go through as a player, but sometimes that's the plan that's set in place for you, and just trying to have a positive outlook from it.
You transfer here a year ago. Things go fairly well for you. You go into the off season, you're like, all right, I'm going to make the most out of this year. Had a good start to the year, and it comes to a screeching halt. As a player, what's that like of you're contributing, you're doing your job, you're playing really well, and now nothing?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, but I think after a couple days and maybe a week, it kind of set in that that's the reality, and knew I wasn't going to be playing for a while. So trying to come to the rink every day, being the best leader I can, being at every single practice, the workouts, and just trying to be with the guys and keep spirits up and trying to be around as much as I can and provide what I can provide.
It's easy to not be around. It's a lot harder to be around and to still try to be a contributing member of the team. What sorts of things were you able to do to help this team while you weren't able to play?
Yeah, I think a big thing for me was be on the bench in practice. Talking to the guys in between drills, giving them water when I can. I know I can't be super involved in practice, but if I can be on the bench, giving some words of advice to some of the younger guys or just maybe like special team stuff, or just trying to be as involved in as I can from a practice standpoint.
What's it like to be one of the first injured guys and then just watch them continue to drop like flies?
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal, but like I've been saying, it's a part of the game, and I've never seen anything like it from being on a team with this many injuries. But it's next guy up mentality, and I think we got a lot of guys on this team that are leaders in their own way, and they can bring a lot to the table. So when a bunch of guys start getting hurt, you got to expect stuff out of them, and they've done a really good job.
Then, oh, by the way, you lose a couple guys to the World Juniors. There were a handful of games where every healthy body was in the lineup. It's not a great way to go into a weekend, but it is what it is. How do you think the guys made the most out of it?
I think it was good. You're saying this upcoming weekend? Yeah, I think that getting all the guys back, even like Lufty, for example, the guys that have had surgery, like everyone's in the building right now. And I think that's a big thing too. Like, we're hanging out a ton off ice. We're together every day at the rink. So I think building that camaraderie when guys have been kind of either home getting treatment done for their injuries, or like you said, World Juniors. And right now we got everyone in the building, which is nice. And I think that's going to help us a ton down the stretch here before playoffs.
As we talk early in the week, I'm not sure what the D core is going to look like this week, and a bunch more injuries there as well, but how much better is it now that Matias is back and you've got a full stable of goalies back there anyway, that yeah, you might be losing a couple of defensemen and a couple of key defensemen, but certainly could be worse.
Yeah, well, I think all like having Schulze back there is huge, but like we have faith in all three of our goalies. I think they're all three super important to our team. They bring things that maybe another guy has or another guy doesn't, but we have faith in all three of them, and I think our younger D core that maybe a little bit more inexperienced, like we believe in them too. And when you have that trust between the forwards and defensemen and your goalie, when all three of those kind of, you have trust in each other, I think it helps out a lot on the ice.
Augustana won't be a league member yet for a couple of years, but what's it like playing a team that's so new and yet they're one of the oldest teams in college hockey?
Yeah, they definitely got some fire. Like I said, we've been watching, we've kind of been following them throughout the year, and we've seen the teams that they've played and seen the teams they've beaten, and they're a good hockey team. I think their veteran presence and that kind of new, like, feistiness they have as a team is gonna help them out. And I think it's our job not to overlook a first-year team and know that they're going to be in our conference chasing us in a couple years. So I think we treat it as any game, whether we're playing the number one team in the country or the 61st or 62nd team in the country.
Does this weekend kind of feel like the start of the finish, if that makes any sense? I mean, these next 5 weeks are going to go by so darn fast, and the playoffs are here before you know it.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of jokingly been saying that the amount of